Hey there, blogging ladies. Welcome to the podcast that's going to take your blog from a mere hobby to a full-blown money-making machine. I'm your host and blog coach, Genesis, and I'm here to help you start, organize, grow, and monetize your blog in ways that you never thought possible. But don't expect any fluff info from me. Nope, I'm all about the real and honest stuff. I'm not here to waste your time with useless tips and tricks that won't get you anywhere. I'm here to give you the straight up goods that will actually help you succeed in the world of blogging. And let me tell you, my approach is totally unique and different from other blog coaches out there. Why? Because I'm all about helping you sell digital products and services to make a buttload of money. And I'm not just talking about a few extra bucks here and there. I mean serious cash that will allow you to turn your blog into a thriving business. Oh, and did I mention that I specialize in starting blogs on Showit? That's right, I'm a Showit pro, and I'm going to show you how to make the most out of this amazing platform. So buckle up, lady bloggers, because we're about to embark on an epic journey together. Let's get ready to turn your blog into a profitable business that you can be proud of. Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the most common challenges and how to overcome them when you're trying to start a blog. So, as a blogging coach, I know firsthand all of the common challenges that new bloggers face when they're starting their blog. And since it's my daily job to help my blog coaching clients overcome all of these challenges or completely skip them over altogether, I thought I would write a blog post on this, which you can read below, and do a podcast to help you overcome these challenges as well. So some common challenges that my clients face and that you might face as a new and beginner blogger might be deciding on a blog name, choosing a profitable niche, finding the best hosting provider, choosing the best blogging platform, designing your blog to look aesthetic, writing your blog's about me page, knowing what topic to choose for your debut blog post, how to write your first blog post, and overcoming the fear of launching your blog. And of course, there are several other common challenges that you will face along the way. But let's start with the blogging challenges that you might face as a complete beginner. Let's dive into each challenge and I'll tell you how to overcome them. And I'll tell you exactly what I would tell and what I do tell my paying blog coaching clients. So let's dive right in. So the first thing that I want to tell you before we begin is I have completely rebranded the Blogging Ladies membership. I've played around with a few different names, like the Blogger's Profit Path and the Magnetic Bloggers Membership Club for a very long time. But then I realized, like, I really just want the original name that it was always meant to be called. And this was the name that I had for it in the very beginning. And I just want to stick with it. I just really love this name. It's the Blogging Ladies membership, and I've completely rebranded the colors back to being pink and colorful, and my Fendi bag that I have is super pink and colorful and has those like dark pinks and golds and like light pinks, and it's like super beautiful and colorful. So I took inspiration from my Fendi bag and I applied it to the new membership brand, and it is absolutely beautiful. I love this. I feel like this was meant to be this brand like the whole time. And, you know, I really want to focus for, you know, this quarter on building this amazing membership. And I've had it for a while, but I haven't been focusing too highly on it. But I really want to focus on it now. So if you want to join the membership or at least check out the new rebranded sales page for it, you can go to the show notes below, and it's just $27 a month and you get access to all of my courses plus group blog coaching calls and so much more. So click the show notes below if you'd like to join us. Okay, so deciding on a blog name. This is the very first challenge that you might face when starting a blog, and that's deciding on your blog name. This is quite the challenge, I know, because you want to make sure to get this right the first time. In fact, one of my coaching clients right now, you know who you are because you listen to my podcast, she's really struggling to decide on her blog's name. And it is a challenge. Like, she's, you know, thought she picked the right name, and then she looks back at it, you know, a couple days later, she's like, no, this isn't it. I'm not truly happy with it. And you really have to be like truly confident and happy with it, because this is like your blog's brand. The name is like so important, and you really want to get this right. It's a part of your brand. It's how your audience is going to recognize your blog, and it's a huge factor for your audience to determine what your blog will be about. So here's some tips for you to decide on your blog name. Write down all of your passions and choose the main theme or niche that you want your blog to be about. So the goal of your blog is not for you to have an outlet, right? The goal of your blog, your profitable blog, is to help a specific person with a problem. And with that being said, you still need to have a passion for the topic, right? You want to make sure that it's relevant. So if your blog is about time management and productivity, you wouldn't want to name it something about cleaning, you know? Like, make sure it's relevant. This is kind of just, you know, simple. But next thing is, you want to use keywords. So make sure that you do your keyword research after you have a good understanding of what your main blog topic will be about. And you want to try to aim for a keyword that is low in competition and has a medium to high search volume. You can use Ubersuggest for this. So I'm ranking for several lady bloggers, keywords, lady blogger, blogger ladies, like, because my domain URL is Boss Lady Bloggers. Also, Boss Lady I'm ranking for. So, you know, you have to think of that name. Like, what are you going to rank for? What are you going to be able to rank for? And then you also have to make sure that it's available. So when you decide on your blog's name, you want to put it into Google and all social media platforms to make sure that it's not already being used. You want to make sure that it's super easy. So use a short name, nothing too long. If it's long and complicated, this will prevent someone from being able to quickly type it into search when they want to hop onto your blog site. The easier and shorter and better, or the easier and shorter, the better it's going to be, right? And no complicated spellings. You want somebody to, you know, think of you, like, when it comes in their mind, they think of you. They want to go look at your blog and they want to quickly be able to type it in their phone or type it on Google and search for you. So, you know, if a complicated spelling prevents them from doing that, then they're probably not going to want to go search and get on your blog. So make sure it's short, easy, less, like, not complicated at all. Also, you want to make it catchy. So you want to make it super memorable so that your audience will keep your blog on the top of their head always. Catchy like Time Lily Lane. I told one of my clients this. It was just like a filler logo, like a filler name, but it was super cute, like Time Lily Lane. She ultimately didn't go for that, but it was really cute. Like Boss Lady Bloggers, like Zen Den Fitness, like The Cutesy Traveler, you know, make it like catchy, like something memorable that like anybody will be able to memorize. And one more tip for you, sometimes you just have to decide and you have to stop waiting and waiting on a blog name to hopefully pop into your head one day. I mean, it's hard to say that because that's what happened to me, but sometimes you just have to roll with it. But I know it's so hard. Because, you know, this is your blog's brand. This is your blog's name. But to note on that, Boss Lady Bloggers actually started as the media gal. Like, I talked about, like, all sorts of topics on the media gal. And that was the first name. And I had to go through, you know, a rebranding. But, of course, I know you don't want to, like, go through those steps to, like, you want to build this blog right the first time, and you don't want to have to go back and you don't want to have to change the name, but it's really not that hard to. if you don't have an audience built up. I mean, if you have an audience built up like that, then it's really hard to change the name because you have to let them know. And then sometimes they'll search up your old blog name. I mean, it could get a little complicated there, right? So, you know, if you have to just decide, then you have to think about like going back and rechanging things. But the only like real advice that I can really give you when it comes to choosing a blog name is that it has to truly come from your heart, and you really have to love it and be passionate about it. And I think you really should take the time to focus on this and not move forward with something that you can just decide on. If you want to do it right the first time, you really take your time. No matter how much time it's going to take you, just take your time on it, because it really is something that is so important. Because, you know, this is the name that's going to make somebody like memorize you. But if it's the only thing that's holding you back from getting started with your blog, then I would say, you know, if you took like a month or so or even more just to decide on a name, that's when I say that you just need to pick something and go with it, because maybe you're going to like it in the future and maybe you're going to get great feedback on that name. But definitely take time first. Make sure you get it right. But if it's the only thing that is holding you back and not making you move forward, just decide on the very best one that you can think of. And don't overcomplicate it. When you have to decide, don't overcomplicate it. Okay, so next challenge is choosing a profitable blog niche. So another very common challenge that I see amongst lady bloggers is the ability to choose their niche. Trust me, I know how overwhelming this is, especially as a beginner. When I first started blogging, I couldn't decide on a niche, so I went for a general lifestyle blog, which was The Media Gal, or I also had the domain Genesis Lifestyle. And for 2 years, I never made any money blogging, and I especially never ranked for any keywords. My blog traffic was dead, and my income was literally non-existent. But why? Because I chose to write about whatever I wanted on my blog. I wrote whatever I wanted and whenever I wanted, and I didn't take it very seriously. I wrote for me and not for my target audience. And you see, in order for Google and your target audience to view you as an expert so that you can rank for keywords, you have to talk about one specific topic over and over and over again on your blog. So I'm going to run this down, but let me catch my breath for a second. I'm like talking like a million hours today. I have like 8 coaching calls, so I'm talking all day long. Plus this podcast episode, it's a little hectic. And when I talk this fast, I run out of breath. Okay, so let's say you want to talk about cleaning on your blog. Well, you need to write down as many cleaning blog posts, overall themes, and write a million different versions of that post and then interlink them. I'm going to explain this even more. Let me give you an example. So the niche is cleaning. Okay, you know you want to talk about cleaning stuff. So cleaning overall themes would be cleaning products, cleaning tips and tricks, DIY cleaning solutions, cleaning equipment and tools, organizational tips. And now you want to write several different blog posts within each of those themes like this. So for 3 different blog posts under the theme cleaning products, you have top 10 must-have cleaning products for a sparkling home, eco-friendly cleaning products, a guide to a sustainable cleaning, product spotlight, reviewing the latest innovations in cleaning tech. So for cleaning products, you have several different blog posts that you're going to talk about within the cleaning products. So for another example, I talk about like my overall niche is blogging. But within blogging, my main content themes are starting a blog, organizing a blog, designing your blog, and monetizing your blog and growing your blog traffic. So I come up with different content ideas that I can write within each of those, and I talk about that one specific topic over and over and over again on my website. And then after that, I make sure to interlink them So I link all of those blog posts that are connected within that blog post, because this is what's going to make you rank on Google. And that's why it's so important. If you want to, Okay, so hold on, let me back up. And then you also want to use similar keywords for each post as well. So you can rank for those keywords, because Google doesn't want to see just one blog post about that specific topic on your website. They want to see several blog posts trying to rank for that keyword, because this shows that you are an expert in that specific niche, because you're talking about literally every topic that you can think about on that site. Okay, so if you want to rank your blog post in 2024, this is the best strategy to quickly do, because it helps Google and your target audience to view your blog as a cleaning expert, or as the blogging expert, or as the minimalist expert, or as the mom coach expert. You know what I mean? So what would happen if you also wrote about topics like beauty on the cleaning blog too? You wouldn't be viewed as the cleaning expert anymore. You sort of water down the expertise in Google's eyes, because you've added other pieces of content on your site. So you water the cleaning stuff down, right? So now, is it impossible? No, there are several blogs out there that are lifestyle blogs that do really well. But if you want to quickly do good as a blogger, gain a lot of blog traffic, and gain those right, like the right people that you want to attract to your blog, because you can get tons and tons of traffic coming to your blog, but if they're not the right people who are going to be the perfect fit for your offers and for your, products and offers or whatever that you're trying to sell or offer as a freebie, then like, what's the point, right? This is why it's so crucial to have a niche and to have that specific target audience that is going to be coming to your blog and purchasing what you have to offer, etc. Because you are viewed as the expert by Google and by your target audience. So I suggest that you pick a niche. So here's the action steps for you. So I want you to pick a specific niche. Now, I know this is super hard, but you have to look at what you're passionate with, like what you're passionate about and super passionate about. Also, if you know that you can write and write and write about that, and in order for you to write all the time on that specific topic, you really have to love it. You really have to love it. Okay, because you're going to always be writing about it, and you never want to ghost your blog because you have no more passion to write about that specific topic. So be passionate about it and don't overcomplicate it. You can have different themes within that specific niche. So like I said, in the cleaning niche, you have different themes. You can also talk about minimalism. You can talk about organizing. You can talk about like tons of different overall content buckets within that niche. Like blogging, okay, that's my niche, but I can talk about email marketing, I can talk about Pinterest, I can talk about SEO, I can talk about like several different things that still relate to blogging, you know? And then write as many blog post ideas within each content bucket as you can. And I highly recommend that you only stick to just 5 content buckets, no more, or you're not going to be viewed as the expert, so to say. So, and then you want to rotate through each content bucket. So let's say, you know, you have 5 content buckets for each blog post. You write on all of those, you know, content buckets, unless you're doing like a series or something on your blog. So, you know, what I like to do is I like to write about, you know, something that relates to a complete beginner starting their blog, topics like getting a niche, hosting, blah, blah, blah. And then I move on to organizing your blog. So something about productivity, something about, you know, setting up a content calendar, blah, blah, blah. And then I write another blog post, like the third blog post would be about designing your blog, something like homepage or branding or color palettes or blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So rotate through them. And then whenever you write something that relates to that content bucket, make sure you just put a little link in all of those blog posts so that they can, like, you know, all be linked together. So does that sound simple? Is that sound doable? Let me know your thoughts. But when it comes to choosing a niche, you just have to be super passionate about it, and that's it. I know you have different passions, but if you want to do really well and do really well the first time, you do have to hone in on a specific niche. But like I said, you have several different content buckets within that niche. And ultimately, if this is the only thing that's holding you back from starting your blog and publishing it, then just start with a general lifestyle blog, because when you write on lifestyle blog topics, you'll find the one content bucket that you like writing about most, and then you can niche down further. But then you'll have all these different topics on your website, and you'll have to go back and update them so they can fit your niche. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's the advice that I have for you. Just make sure you're passionate about it. If it's holding you back, just start a lifestyle blog and then just hone in on that, you know, niche that you write about most. And bam, so now you not only have a niche, but you also have your entire content plan laid out for you in advance. And make sure that you do your keyword research and optimize your blog post for SEO properly, and your blog traffic will begin to skyrocket so you can rank on Google and be looked at and viewed as an expert in Google's eyes and your target audience. Okay, so the next common challenge that I see in this space is finding the best hosting provider. So honestly, this is a common challenge, but it is very simple. There is no best hosting provider, okay? But there are bad ones, such as HostGator. So HostGator, just don't work with them. They've been like bad for a while. I don't know. I don't like this hosting provider. I've had very bad experiences with them. Some of my clients have had very bad experiences. I wouldn't go with this one. That's just my opinion. But there are some really good hosting providers that are completely okay that I recommend for you to use. Number one, Bluehost. And number two, SiteGround. So I'm personally using SiteGround. I've also used Bluehost. And I've used SiteGround for a very long time now. I've never had any issues with them. I have always had amazing customer service. Yeah, I just highly recommend them. I know that you probably want more advice on choosing the best hosting provider, but I've got no more advice than just pick one of the two that I said. Like, there are some other really good ones, but those are the most popular, SiteGround and Bluehost, and just choose one. Like, it's really not that hard. You don't have to overcomplicate a hosting provider, I promise. So choosing the best design platform. So yeah, I really don't care about the best hosting provider, but when it comes to choosing the best design platform, girl, you know that I'm going to argue for this one, okay? So when you start a blog, your journey will probably look 100% like this. So you were looking up how to make money from home. You came across a blog article on how to start a blog. The blog article tells you to use WordPress, so you got the hosting, the domain name, and you're super excited to design your blog, right? So you hopped into WordPress, and you quickly began to realize that this was way harder than you thought, but you tried your best still. You hate your blog, so now you purchased a blog theme like Bluechick or who else knows, but then your blog design still looks very mediocre, and it's not as good as you hoped. So you decide to just be okay with how your design looks, and it probably just looks just okay, you know, but you definitely DIY'd this, and you definitely know that it's not as professional or beautiful as you had hoped, and so you got very discouraged, and you probably quit, or you couldn't even finish your blog design and you couldn't even launch it, or I don't know what else, but this is usually how it goes. Like, WordPress is hard, right? So please tell me in the comments if this really hits home. But for most, they don't even realize that their blog's design is quote unquote bad. So please allow me to show you a good design versus a bad one. And you can go to the blog post to see this blog post version of this podcast episode. And I have some photos there of good blog posts versus good blogs versus bad blog designs. So in the photo, if you go and look at it, why is the blog website bad? Number one, the homepage is just a static blog post page. This is just a list of their blog posts. This doesn't tell me or captivate me. It doesn't tell me who they are. It doesn't tell me how they helped them. It doesn't tell me why or any of the necessary things that like will really like call in their target audience. That's why, you know, a header and different sections of your homepage that's laid out in a way that can take you through a journey to getting your target audience to take the actions that you want them to is so, so important. Number two, the website is just not aesthetic. It's very 2000s DIY WordPress blog-ish. It doesn't captivate me. It doesn't speak to me. It doesn't call me in as a target audience. And I can go on and on and on about this. This is just boring. It's a boring, basic blog. And nobody wants to be that, right? They want to have an amazing blog website design. So I do have examples of amazing blog website designs if you want to go see them. But they're basically aesthetic. They are pretty. They speak to me. They call me in as a target audience. And yeah, you'll be able to see. And they also invoke emotions in me. So that's the power of having an aesthetic brand, is they invoke emotions in your target reader as soon as they land on their website. And as soon as somebody lands, you want them to quickly decide if they like you or not, and quickly decide if they're going to spend some time on your website or if they're going to quickly hop off. And also this, so did you know that Google also ranks the best built blog websites? Yeah, it's because of the structure of how it's designed. If your blog's desktop and mobile design isn't responsive and structured properly, and if the copywriting doesn't take your readers on a journey through your blog's pages, you can kiss ranking on any first or even last page of Google goodbye. This is why, as a blogging coach, I totally skipped out on using WordPress as a design platform and I went for Showit instead. You can read more on why I believe Showit is the best blog design in my recent blog post titled why a self-hosted website platform like WordPress is no longer needed. So you can go back to my previous episode or you can go to my blog to read that post. And I explain all of it, why Showit is the best and why WordPress is just not needed. So Showit is like the best of both worlds. Showit, you get the WordPress to write all of your posts, but then your blog is beautifully designed on Showit. So you can use my affiliate link below to get a 30-day free trial just to see if you actually like the platform or not. But I promise if you stick to it and learn the tools, you will love it. I've designed all of my one-on-one blog coaching clients' websites on Showit, and my clients now love it as well. Why? Because of how easy it is to design a stunning and rankable blog website. It truly takes the headache out of blog design, and I'm not just saying this. And wait, hold up. Your website design is not only super important in order to rank on Google, but it's also highly important to gain loyal blog readers, email subscribers, and purchases. And please tell me, would you buy from a blog website that looks brand new, 2000s DIY-ish? Probably not. Or would you buy from a blog website that looks stunning, that took you on a strategic journey that captivated you enough to sign up to their freebies or their newsletter, had beautiful branding that not only speaks to you and the specific problems that you're facing and that invokes emotions within you and inspires you to take the actions that they want them to and looks professional. You'd definitely trust the second one that's more professional, wouldn't you? Like to buy from them, wouldn't you? So please don't neglect your blog's design. If you know your website doesn't look that great, then it's time to switch to Show It or hire this out. So in the Blogging Ladies membership, I have an entire course dedicated to setting up a blog on Show It, a beautiful, conversion-ready, rankable, dream blog website. As a blogging coach of 8 years, you should trust me with this and just pick Show It. If you do want to go through that course and learn how to design your blog in a way that I described in this episode, then go down below, click the link, and join the Blogging Ladies membership for just $27 a month. Designing your blog to look aesthetic is also one of the most common challenges. Not everybody has, you know, an eye or talent for designing aesthetically pleasing things. Not everyone has an eye for perfectly created color palettes, typography, stunning imagery that seamlessly comes all together to match and look amazing. Oh, and not everyone can build a very unique logo that is customized to your blog's branding either. Graphic design doesn't always come naturally to people, but if I can tell you straight up some blunt and true advice, you need to stop being scared to hire this out if you do not have the talent for this. Long gone are the days where content is king and you can completely ignore your blog's branding. No. The online space has truly up-leveled. Like, take a look at Instagram, for example. If you look at the Explore page, you will see aesthetically pleasing imagery and content. Also, take a look at business owners' website these days, especially the top bloggers like Jenna Kutcher, Amy Porterfields. I can list a bunch, but the top, you know, bloggers and business owners these days, they are truly like focusing on aesthetics. They all have aesthetic brands and stunning website designs and pretty Instagram feeds. Why? Because people enjoy pretty. They enjoy scrolling on their phone, coming across a beautiful blog that gets their attention and clicks to read more and binge everything that they have. And also, it does combine with the messaging of it. Like, I'm not saying that content, like, isn't important, because it is, and copywriting on your website, it really is important, but also branding and aesthetics are just as equally important, because it calls them in, it makes you stay, it's like a cozy home that you enter, and you're like, wow, I want to stay here, I want to be here, you know, I don't want to be in, like, an ugly beat up house. That's funny because my house is ugly and beat up, but we're moving soon. And I mean, it's not that bad, but we're moving soon into a nice house. Anyways. So in my discovery call, I ask why my potential client that hires me, I asked why they decided to book a call with me. And I swear everyone says that they love my blog's design and how professional it is. It's because my blog captivates them. It draws them in and inspires them to take the actions that I want them to. This is the power of branding and a good website design. And if you don't have an eye for it to build an amazing one, hire it out. And if you would like to hire it out or potentially even see how much this would even cost, all you have to do is go below and book a call with me. My signature offer, I don't know if you know this or not, but my signature offer combines 6 months of blog coaching or 3 or 6 months of blog coaching with customized website design that's built completely for you that will call in your target audience and truly speak to them in a way that is aligned with you and also allows them to take the actions and the conversions that you want them to. So you can make money, so you can get email subscribers, so you can get clients or whatever your goal is. After working with several bloggers, I have seen that they only seen results after we made their brand and websites look absolutely amazing and capture their attention. Your website really has to be capture attention worthy. So the next challenge that I've seen is writing your blog's about me page. And oh my Lanta, this one hits home. I'm always scrolling on Pinterest, looking at different blogs and thinking how I could help them make it better, right? And I also book a lot of discovery calls every week and I run a membership for bloggers. It is my job to help bloggers with their websites and give them feedbacks. And the only thing that almost all bloggers get wrong is that their blog's about me page. I pop onto these new blogs or even blogs that have been running for a very long time and all I see is a freaking story all about them. And I'm sorry to break it to you bluntly, but your blog's page is not even about you and your life. Your blog's about me page is mainly how you are qualified to help them. Does that include a little bit of your story or timeline and a little bit about you to build a connection with them? Absolutely. But the main thing that this page needs to be used for is to make your case about how you are the best and most qualified to help your audience. This page is all about building the like, know, and trust factor with your readers. In order for somebody to buy from you, they need to be taken through these three different phases. Like, they have to find you likable. Know, they have to feel like they know you on a deeper level. And trust, they need to trust you before they can take action. So how can you implement this on your blog's About Me page? First, tell them how you can help them and why you help them with a big photo of you smiling at the very top of your page to build a connection. Then you want to tell them a little bit of your story and how you too struggled with the same things that they are. Then tell them how you overcame this. And please, for the love of God, do not make this story long because people get bored and they're going to click off fast. So it needs to be short and sweet, but still tell your story in a very powerful way that tells them basically how you struggled too and how you overcame it. Then you can get more fun with it by adding a little quiz, a timeline, some facts about you, some photos of your family, some of your favorites, like, you know, your favorite products on Amazon or blah, blah, blah. You can get creative, anything your heart desires. But just remember, when people who potentially want to work with you land on this page, they want to see how you can help them and build the like, know, and trust factor. So you can check out my blog's About Me page below. I'll have it quickly linked for you if you want to see an example. But if your blog's About Me page is all about you, I suggest you go and fix it up and add way more to it, especially how you are qualified to help them. So knowing what to write for your first debut blog post is another common challenge. What do I write as my first blog post? Is a very common question that I get from all of my members, my students, my blog coaching clients, and here's my simple answer. You can write an introduction post. Write a blog about you and your blog. Answer how you will help them, what topics you will write about, introduce you and your story, just like how you did on your about page, and bam, you have a really good blog post. Number two, a signature framework post. Explain the exact steps that you will take your target audience through when guiding them from their pain point to their ultimate desire. So a signature framework, the steps that you will take for them to get results. And number three, a how-to educational post. Automatically build authority and expertise by teaching your audience something very, very well. Bonus points if all three of these are your first blog posts. So the next one is not knowing how to write your first blog post. As a new blogger, you're not expected to know how to write a blog post from the very beginning. In school, we learned to write essays. This is probably what you're used to and how you're most comfortable with writing, right? The tip I have for you is to read other blog posts and to see how they're structured. They're broken up into sections. They have headings with content underneath each heading and subheading. The paragraphs are max 3 sentences each before they have another line break. They use bullet points and they're very digestible. they use italicized and highlights and quotes and imagery in their blog posts to break things up and to make it more digestible. They're lengthy at around 1,500 words, but 2,000 plus words of helpful content is the best to rank. All in all, blog posts are way different from essays, and the only way to learn how to write a good blog post is if you just start writing them and write them every day. It takes practice to get out of the habit of writing an essay. Honestly, I couldn't even write an essay now without having to break up different sections and write it like a blog post. But just keep practicing daily and read other blog posts often too, so you can really understand how they're written and structured. Or you can skip ahead and jump straight into the Blogging Ladies membership, where I have an entire section dedicated to writing the best blog content that is optimized for SEO and that will get seen on the first page of Google. You can also purchase the new Bloggers Writing Workshop, but you will get that automatically in the membership. So, you know, you can purchase the writing workshop for $10, or you can just get that blogging course, the blog writing course within the membership. So go join the membership below, $27 a month. So let's talk about overcoming the fear of launching your blog. So I know this is a very scary thing. You've poured your heart and money into designing your blog, writing your first blog post, and perfecting it to be at least okay, right? But you're having so many doubts in your mind, like, will anybody read this? Will anyone even read this blog? And honestly, the answer to that question is no, they won't. Not until you give them a reason to. And to give them a reason to read your blog and the content that you have written, you need to be helpful, valuable, and write consistent content often. It all comes down to helping your target audience solve their pain points. And how can you do that? By writing blog posts consistently on a weekly basis and then getting their eyes on your content. You don't need to be afraid to hit the publish button and launch your blog. Why? Because nobody's going to read it. No one will come until you start marketing your content. And honestly, it will be a ghost town for at least 3 months until you have more content and until you're marketing it on Pinterest, making sure that you've properly optimized the blog post for SEO, and you're sharing your content everywhere that you can. Also, you need a freebie to get your audience on your email list. And then you need to write regular emails sharing your new blog posts that come out and help and other helpful content. That's the way to start building a loyal blog audience. The number one advice that I can give you for starting to get traction onto your blog is value. You need to be writing crazy, insane, valuable content that actually solves their problem or inspires them so much that they become a loyal blog reader. I notice I stop giving amazing value. Like when I stop giving amazing value here on Boss Lady Bloggers, the podcast, or my membership, my audience goes quiet and pretty much dead. And especially if I stop sending out my weekly emails, my audience definitely goes dead. It's the core thing that you need to focus on as a blogger: your brand, your website design, and the content that you publish weekly. Oh, and the marketing, of course, your email list especially, so you can get people to come to your blog. But when you, you know, okay, so, but like, why even write amazing content and not share it for nobody to see, right? So, but yeah, publish the blog. I don't even know where I was going with that, but publish the blog. Your blog will grow with time, not immediately. When you publish that blog, nobody will read it until you give them a reason to. So just publish it already, and with time, it will grow when you focus on your marketing efforts. So to round up this episode, there are a lot of challenges that a new blogger will face along their journey. Heck, I'm a blog coach and website designer and mom blogger, and I've been doing this for 8 years, and I still come across insane challenges. But do you know what I do? I embrace them. I face them head on. I overcome them, and I learn from them. And I invest in my knowledge to learn more. So if that's something that you're interested in, you can always join the Blogging Ladies membership below, because inside I give you literally the step-by-step actions in course format to go from complete beginner to highly professional and profitable blogging business owner like me. So if you want to follow my steps and follow my lead, join the membership below. Till next time, lady, bye-bye. Hey there, blogging lady. Are you struggling to finally get your blog's website designed and launched? You know that starting a blog is the right path for you, but you sure as heck don't want to go 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction. You aren't here to waste time. You want real results. I mean, results that are actually going to make you money blogging and doing your passion. And to get those results, you know that you need a step-by-step roadmap to get there. So let's chat over coffee. I invite you to book a free zero pressure call with me below in the show notes. Think of it as a casual coffee chat. We're going to talk about where you're at, where you want to be, and explore how my blog coaching and website design services might be just the missing link that you've been searching for. If we find it's a perfect match, great. If not, no hard feelings. You're going to walk away with some clarity and insights to propel you forward. Book a coffee chat right now below.